And so now coming into this practice of forgiving others, we begin with really taking a nice, strong, supportive posture. And I recommend that this practice is done either sitting or standing, not lying down. You want to feel not vulnerable. You want to have a sense of your own personal strength. And so as we did earlier, really grounding in the feet, in your bottom, in the chair, feeling the strength of your torso. Perhaps roll your shoulders up, back, and down a few times. And one last time, up, back, and down. Flattening shoulder blades to the back, making the back nice and strong, while lifting and opening the heart. So we engage this practice with a strong back and a soft front. A true warrior. Head nicely balanced on the neck. Connecting perhaps with an image of a mountain or a tree, if that helps you to feel very grounded. In giving yourself some nice full breaths, breathing in fully and fully exhaling, releasing any unnecessary tension and grounding further and centering further. And then letting the breath settle and be just as it is. Giving ourselves some soothing touch to add into the supportive posture. Letting these gestures and this posture remind us to bring kindness and care to ourselves as we engage this practice. And just feeling into the posture, that unconditional support of the earth, the unconditional support of the air, the breath, nourishing and soothing. And so we have grounded ourselves, the G of grain. We have the R for recognition, the A for allowing, the I for investigating, the N for nurturing here. And so now, in the spirit of recognizing and allowing, bring to mind a person who has caused you some pain, whom you feel you might be ready to forgive, or that you even feel you already have forgiven, and you just want to engage this practice as a bit of a check-in to see if there are any residual places of holding. Think of a person with an issue that's about a 2 or 3 out of 10 in severity. So mild, very mild. And definitely someone you feel truly ready to forgive. Because you're realizing that the pain of holding on to the anger and the blame is unnecessarily hurting you. So become aware of the person, a particular event perhaps with this person. Continuing to ground in the body. So if you start feeling overwhelmed, then choose someone else, some other issue. as best you can, approaching it with curiosity and courage, without being swept away. And as we go through this practice, feeling free to disengage at any point if you start to feel overwhelmed, and just give yourself more soothing touch, support through the body, support through your senses, opening the eyes, listening to sounds, grounding further. And so we've been grounding and recognizing and allowing this person and the event that we feel we may be ready to forgive. And so now opening to the pain, this is the eye of grain rain. Opening to the pain by remembering the details and getting in touch with the pain that this person caused you and doing your best to feel it in your body. Remembering you only need to touch the pain lightly. You don't need to be overwhelmed by it. As you become aware of the pain, you may be also aware of some unmet need and softer emotions that are all part of it. And now really validating the pain, bringing in self-compassion. So as if you were speaking to a dear friend or the compassionate friend was offering you kind words. Of course you feel this way. This hurts. You were hurt. Remembering we all get hurt by others. And giving ourselves compassion, hand to the heart again or elsewhere. Sitting strong and supportive. Offering some loving kindness phrases, perhaps. May I take care of myself. May I give myself what I need. They're there. So this is the end of rain and grain. Nurturing. And the other end of rain is nature. To know that what we're experiencing is nature rolling on, so that we're not identifying with the experience. So we're stepping into the wisdom piece of our practice as we ask ourselves, am I ready to forgive this person? And you may have discovered you're not. That's fine. Just continue to give yourself compassion with soothing touch, soothing loving kindness words. And so if you do, though, feel you're able to move into forgiveness, can we bring in the wisdom? Can we contemplate that there may have been many forces that made this person act badly, many causes and conditions? Recognizing that it's only human to make mistakes. There may have been some environmental factors that influenced what happened. Factors beyond your control or that of this person. Was this person under some kind of stress? Hungry, tired, poor sleep, poor health? Stress in their relationships, their workplace. Cultural. Were there possibly even any personality tendencies? Difficulties from childhood, low self-esteem. Giving soothing touch and supporting ourselves throughout. Even the possibility that this person was just trying to live their life and it banged into your life. In a hurtful way. And so with those wisdom considerations, noticing if you still have an intention to forgive. If you do, we'll carry on. If not, keep giving yourself compassion for where you're at. Feel the pain in your body. Offer loving kindness words. So if it feels right to forgive, and only if it feels right, begin to offer the other person some forgiveness phrases, such as, "May I begin to forgive you for what you have done, wittingly or unwittingly, that caused me pain. May I begin to forgive you for what you have done, knowingly or unknowingly, that caused me pain. May I begin to forgive you for what you have done, wittingly or unwittingly, to have caused me pain." And so as you feel able, repeating these phrases in the silence. May I forgive you. May I begin to forgive you. And then pausing with the phrases, grounding, breathing, soothing touch. And as best you can, make a contract with yourself, deciding to not be hurt like this again, to protect yourself. Not by this person or anyone else, to the best of your ability. Perhaps trying on some phrases simply, may I protect myself? May I take care of myself? Let filter through any ideas you have about how you would protect yourself, even as you try on the phrases. And then pausing with that. And just feel into body sitting, supported by the earth and the air. Some nice full breaths. Some soothing touch. Resolving to care for ourselves, to give ourselves the compassion and the protection we need. Noticing how we're feeling now. Giving ourselves kindness and care, knowing that forgiveness is difficult for all of us. We're not alone in this. And then just listening to the end of the bells as a further way to ground and to come out of the practice.